Biotechnology stocks have been among the biggest winners in this year's market rally. That's despite the fact that most biotech companies don't have profits or products. As NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports, a heady brew of science, emotion, and speculation is driving biotech stocks from bust to boom.
Biotechnology companies lend themselves to big emotions. After all, their mission is to wrestle with dark diseases. Alzheimer's, cancer, diseases that scientists are just beginning to understand. Faced with that uncertainty, investors tend to ricochet between extreme pessimism and extreme optimism on how quickly or even whether biotech companies can make effective drugs. Michael Walsh, who runs a hedge fund called Kilkenny Capital Management, says product development in the biotech industry is a game of odds. Most biotech drugs will fail, a few will succeed, and investors, he says, have a hard time grasping those odds.
When you get two or three positive events in a row, then you have investors thinking, oh, well, that means the probability for all products is much higher than it used to be. Or conversely, if there are two or three negative events in a row, investors will assume that the probability is much lower than it has historically been.
So last year, investors took a handful of setbacks by the Food and Drug Administration to mean that no big biotech drugs were on the horizon. They drove stock prices down. This year, investors seem to have reached the opposite conclusion. The major biotech indices have gone up 40% since March. Walsh says there has been exciting news this spring about a handful of so-called targeted cancer drugs. These drugs slow the disease by disrupting specific molecules that enable cancer cells to grow and spread. Walsh says this success has sparked a rally.
One of the reasons the stock prices have risen in a wide group of companies in the last few months is the belief that if one targeted therapy works, then all of the other targeted therapies that companies are working on will work also. And unfortunately, that is not a correct assumption to make.
Investors learned in May that an experimental targeted drug called Avastin, developed by biotech giant Genentech, had prolonged the lives of patients with acute colon cancer by a few months. Avastin works by shutting down the formation of blood vessels that feed cancer tumors, thus starving the tumors. Richard Shilsky, Associate Dean for Clinical Research at the University of Chicago, says the Avastin results are an important scientific milestone. But he says investors who now believe that hundreds of other targeted cancer drugs are going to work don't understand the complexity of the biological process that leads to cancer.
There are thousands and thousands of molecules and cells that could potentially be a target for a drug. Some of them are going to be critically important to the growth or survival of, you know, a tumor cell. The majority of them are going to be either unimportant or sufficiently redundant that even if you knock them out, the cell can still manage to find other ways of surviving and proliferating.
In other words, most targeted drugs under development by biotech companies probably won't work because they aren't going after the right targets. Inevitably, then, this biotech boom will yield to a bust, says Gabe Hoffman, as investors get this negative news. Hoffman runs the Accipiter Capital Management hedge fund.
In general, these booms have lasted anywhere from 6 to 14 months. I mean, there's very, very few things that are more risky than buying a biotech stock. A small-cap biotech stock where they don't have any drugs on the market yet and where they're losing money.
By Hoffman's timing, this boom probably has a ways to go, especially since investors don't have too many attractive alternatives at the moment. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.